Hello and welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Do you ever feel like you don't give enough time to build friendships? Or that you can't seem to be a good friend with dyslexia or ADHD? Do you just mimic other people and you try to be like them? Well, today that's what we're going to talk about. Dyslexia, ADHD, and friendships. So join me and let's get started. I didn't know that I was dyslexic or had ADHD when I was growing up, but I always felt odd or weird and I didn't quite fit in. I developed this habit of mimicking others and trying to mold myself to fit in and be accepted. I thought this was partly because we moved around a lot and I never just felt like, oh, I can just be me. And if I did, it was pretty uncomfortable and usually was like with the uncool, weird kids. So I would be something I wasn't just to be like a regular crowd. I didn't want to be noticed. And just an FYI, those uncool weird kids, they are being who they were. Like, they weren't letting others get to them. So kudos to them. I didn't want to be like a social school celebrity. I just wanted to blend in and just not get noticed. I didn't realize until recently how I would become like a chameleon, trying to blend in with my environment in hopes to be accepted and in many ways go unseen, which can also lead to some bad things because if you get into the wrong crowd, you can make some really bad choices. Luckily, my husband started to notice it years ago and it helped me realize it. So I have struggled with low self-esteem and confidence as long as I can remember. I want people to like me and I don't necessarily want to be judged. I was reading a book recently and it discussed how everyone is judged. And that you can't let that get to you. All of the greats have been judged. And if they let it stop them, they would have never been successful. And starting this podcast, I was super scared because I didn't want to be that weird person that is judged in a negative way. So the book helped me in a way to say, if I want to make this work, I just have to be willing to be judged. I am still learning how to find my voice on this podcast because it is a bit weird and out of my comfort zone. But I'm willing to be judged. And it's the same way with friendships. We have to be willing to be judged or be willing to let people in our lives and be who we are. We can't be someone else or mimic them because it doesn't make us happy. And we're not just being authentic to ourselves. We're not being authentic to everyone who knows us. With dyslexia and ADHD, we don't really think in a linear way and we process information differently. So while most people live a life of ABC fashion, we are more like A, D, F, G, W, C, X, Z, and then we're just kind of all over this place. And someone has to accept that about us. We see things differently, and our life is a bit different because of the way we process our world. And another issue we have when we do find a friend, well, for most of us, it's like we are good at reading people and connecting when it's the right connection. It's like we feel this energy, and at least what I do. Many dyslexics read outside of what's being seen, like not reading the room or body language, but beyond that. And when we find someone that we can connect with, we dive right into a new friendship. And it's exciting. It's very quick, and we don't need years to figure out if we connect. It's pretty much within a few days, and it's really kind of fast. But when our dopamines and our brains start leveling out, it really takes a lot of awareness to continue that friendship. So I have not had a whole lot of friends for a very long time. Honestly, I would say I have many acquaintances, but very few friends. And I'm okay with that. I don't really want a lot of friends. Mostly because I just can't keep up with them. And I get overwhelmed. I try to help my kids see the difference too, because friends are people that you know truly and that truly know you, and they accept you with all of your flaws. They are the ones that are closer than family because family is usually there because they have to be. But friends don't have to be. They want to be, and they choose to stick by you. About 9 years ago, we lived in Memphis and we just started homeschooling. And I don't really like groups or parties and dreaded going to this homeschool mom meeting. And finally, I decided to go in November only because I was about to put my kids back in public school because I didn't think I could homeschool. That is a whole different story for another time. Well, I met some really great people, but I really connected with one. She is totally extroverted, in your face, like, hi, my name's Sarah, let's be friends. Super chipper and like very welcoming, exciting, and scary, like all at the same time. Mind you, I didn't know anybody there. I didn't even know, like, what to expect. And she's, like, so high energy. It was pretty cool, but kind of like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? Interestingly, she was the first person to ask if I was dyslexic, and I was super offended and said something like, well, I can read and write just fine, thank you. And she said, like, okay, well, some things you say is backwards and you think pretty differently. And I still do that. And as you can see in this podcast, my speech is not 100% because I'm a dyslexic. That's what it's about. Well, we ended up getting together a few times and the kids playing and everybody really connected, but I found myself mimicking the people I started to hang out with. Well, my husband noticed. While we homeschool for educational reasons, and that's the reason we started, and I am a Christian, I wouldn't say that we homeschooled for religious reasons. And I found myself in the South with lots of Southern Baptists in a different mindset than I was, and I was trying to adapt that. And that really wasn't being who I am. It was not the way I view things. And I started to, in a lot of ways, be unhappy, trying to get my family to mold the way I was molding. And it just did not really make for a good fit. But that's like the survival part of trying to be accepted. And my husband did try to help me, but I wanted friends. So after a year, we were off on a new adventure and lots of moving. In 5 years, we moved from Tennessee to South Dakota, Oklahoma, Alaska, Alabama, and I had a chance to really reflect and question, who am I? Dyslexics are problem solvers. We are more in tune, I think, to understanding things on a deeper level. And when you are conscious about yourself, you understand more. Also during this time, that super extroverted friend would call and keep up with us. Our friendship grew even though we were miles apart. It is easy for dyslexics to forget about people and things because we need things to be in our face. I am horrible about calling and texting or whatever because if it's not in my face, I don't think about it. Or when I do think about it, it's like 10 o'clock at night and it is way too late. So we kind of deal with this out of sight, out of mind issue. Well, thankfully, she was great at calling and keeping up with our family. And we visited when we were in the area. And it was great to see our friendship grow, and she accepted me for who I am, even though I was a little afraid to be transparent with her. She wasn't bothered by seeing the real me, and honestly, probably appreciated it way more than being somebody else. So fast forward, and God did something pretty cool. We accidentally, not planned, moved really close to each other. Like, we live in the same county, and we did not even realize it. We actually moved like the same month. It was kind of cool because I was like, oh, hey, I'm moving. Here's this new place. And she's like, oh, cool. I'm moving. Here's this new place. And we started to realize, like, wow, we live within minutes of each other. Like, we share the same Walmart, which is pretty big considering that we live way in the sticks. And my husband was nervous that I would start mimicking people again. But knowing who I am has really helped me keep my identity and accept myself for who I am. Now, she is still super extroverted, and she will invite me to get-togethers, and it's exhausting. I have been very open and told her how it affects me. I do love stimulation, though, like most dyslexics and ADHDers, but it can cause burnout, and it can take some time to gather ourselves. So burnout is just something where you get so tired and exhausted and fatigued, and not like you're sick, but you're just like, you just have to take a break. I call those brain breaks. When we first moved here, she had a birthday party for her daughter. We went, and I just wanted to cry. I did not know anyone but her. I sat outside by the campfire trying to keep it all in, the tears, the fears, and the anxiety. There were so many people. A couple of people came to talk to me, and it was good because it was one-on-one, and those friendships have grown over the years. But I would have never started that conversation. I am good one-on-one, but I also don't like small talk. I want to dig into deep conversational things and discuss stuff that most people turn away from. I like to discuss things that make me think deeper and question my reality. And most people are not open to that questioning of their beliefs or ideas. I'm pretty firm in a lot of things that I believe, but that doesn't make me not want to talk about them. And a lot of people are not that way. I know it's kind of weird, and even my husband gets annoyed by how things I want to go into. So having a friend that is willing to talk about these really big, deep ideas is nice. So now when she does have events, thankfully, now knows that if I say no, I'm not coming to your event, it's not her, it's the number of people she invites. But our friendship works well because it is balanced. She's honest with me about how many hundreds of people she invites. Okay, maybe not hundreds, but that's what it feels like to me. And in return, she understands if I just can't mentally do it and respects that I need to have that day without her. Honestly, I am happily content to spend 28 days at home alone with my kids and husband. The 2 days I do enjoy a calm day with friends or out and about, I can live in my head a lot. I can have conversations, do things, and live a life in my own world in my head. A lot of dyslexics are that way. And sometimes I forget that my friends need the real me, not just one in my head. I watched a video from The Truth About Dyslexia, and it explained it a lot better than I can. And I'm going to link that below. While I am happy at home or doing things on my own, my son is an extrovert. So we do things help with the stimulation. So really, we hang out with friends like 2 days a week instead of my, I want to do 2 days a month. Plus, my husband doesn't necessarily like to go to events and be around a lot of people, but he likes to be outside of the house and enjoying things and going places. So we usually leave those days for field trips and exploration when Dad's home. It's a really good balance. And my friend Sarah has also introduced me to another close friend that is growing, and we talk every day via text, something I can handle. But it is because of them I keep up our friendship. If it was up to me, I would disappear for a few months and randomly be like, hey, you want to do something this weekend? Totally out of the blue. And I really need like a friend or friends that can appreciate that. Interestingly, this week in our text group, one of them, I can't remember who, took a personality test and we started to discuss it. So then we all decided to take one. I used a different test, which I'm going to link below, called 16 Personalities. I really like it because I've used it before many times and it's very accurate. Plus, the free version is great. They do have a premium version too. I just stick with the free one for right now. So I did mine again and read it, and it was spot on. I am a turbulent mediator. One thing that stood out to me, and I think that is true for most dyslexics and ADHDers, introverted or extroverted, is that we need friends that welcome us back after being away for a long time. We may drop the ball on our friendships just because we got sidetracked and we got busy in what we were doing. And maybe it was just because we needed a break and restore energy or whatever. But when we come back, we need our friends to welcome us without feeling like we were trying to hurt them. And that's another thing we can do. We can accidentally hurt people that we love, and not in like a way we're trying to do it, but unintentional. And I definitely do this a lot, and it's very, very much unintentional. I probably do it more than people tell me I do it, honestly. Once my husband got upset because I said something like, when are we going to talk about the elephant in the room? And I did not know how to use that phrase, okay? So make sure you know these idioms before you use them. I thought I did know what it meant. Like, hey, let's talk about this thing that, you know, we need to talk about. And he had to educate me. He was upset because I don't know, I was living in my own head and kind of went off on a whole other area. And he was really, I don't know, upset. Anyways, and I did it again last week. So our kids had a formal dance. We met up with all of our friends to do pictures of the dance. I had so much on my mind that when Sarah came over, I completely ignore her. She gave me a hug and I didn't even really talk to her. Ian and I went on a double date with a new friend in our group just to kind of connect. When we got back to pick up the kids, Sarah looked off. The next day, I asked if she was okay because she was off that night. And I know she had a cold, but I just wanted to make sure. And she told me how I ignored her and she felt like I was mad at her. I felt horrible because I had no idea of what I did. It was so unintentional. But having a friendship that we can be open about what's going on is important because dyslexics tend to have a whole world in our heads that sometimes we forget to live in the real world. So if you are dyslexic or have ADHD and have trouble with friendships, just know it's not just you. But understanding who you are and why you do the things you do can help build your friendships. Plus, you can tell your friends why you do the things you do, especially if they're not used to people with dyslexia or ADHD. And a true friend is going to be there for you. They're going to say, hey, why did you do that? Or did you mean to do that? And just to check on you. So I hope that you enjoyed this little tidbit about friendships with dyslexia. So I'd love to know if you have had issues with your adult friends. Do you struggle? I would love to know. Down on the Spotify app, you can actually write and tell me if you've had trouble with friends. I always like to know where other people feel and sit because it's interesting to see what we have in common and to know that we're not alone. Like always, dyslexia is more than just numbers and letters. There's so much more that affects our world. I hope you join me in my future shows by subscribing to my podcast. I really appreciate your support and your time. I'm going to continue to share various things throughout our life, and I always try to plan, but with my ADHD, honestly, I'm kind of all over the place, and I just want to talk about things that are relevant here and now. But I am working on a few different things. I will have some future episodes coming up of how I homeschool with being a dyslexic and ADHD and having two kids that are dyslexic. So I'm also going to share some tips and tricks on how we live in a budget of only one paycheck. So as always, head over to notboundliving.com to get some information and resources. And remember, I'm still building everything up, and I really appreciate your patience and support as I continue to work on all of this. Remember, it takes dyslexics and people with ADHD like 10 times longer to do something than a typical person. That's why we struggle a lot. So continue to join me and listen to all of my struggles, and maybe it will help you feel like, oh, I'm not the only one. All right, guys, have a great day, and I look forward to talk to you guys next time. Bye.